Good morning, good people. We are joined in the studio this morning by one of my favorites, Fahamu Piku, and Mr. Rico Wade to talk about Elevate 10. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So tell our listeners, what is Elevate 10?
Well, Elevate actually is the public arts festival that's put on by the Office of Cultural Affairs in the city of Atlanta. And it has been going on since 2010. This is the fifth iteration of Elevate. It's this year will be 9 days of public art engagements, programs, and events in downtown Fairly Poplar District.
And what is the theme, or what is the glue that is pulling these exhibits or these days of activities together?
The theme for this year's event is Forever I Love Atlanta, or FILA. And we're celebrating all the things that make Atlanta creative, unique, special, beautiful, wonderful, creative. It is about the heartbeat of Atlanta's creative communities and building bridges across the city.
Now, how were the artists or the participants chosen to participate in Elevate?
Earlier this year, we did a call for proposals from artists, an international call, actually, for artists to do projects based around the theme, to propose projects based around the theme. And so we received over 75 submissions from artists from, you know, Atlanta and beyond. And we whittled that down to 16 projects that we felt were the most engaging, that presented some really innovative ideas around the theme, but also that would really be something that would appeal to the audience. You know, we wanted to make sure that this wasn't just, you know, an art festival for the sake of the art, but that it was something that would engage the community and the public at large. It would be something that people would be excited about attending and, you know, really to build the momentum for Elevate from here and moving forward.
So it's around loving Atlanta. And Mr. Wade, what have you found? Is there any consistency in the projects? Is there anything consistent about loving Atlanta? Because we are a city that seems to change every time you blink.
Well, you know what? One thing we don't change is our love for Atlanta, Georgia. Like the Atlanta Hawks, the Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Falcons, anything about Atlanta, Georgia State, Clark Atlanta, like we love our city. So I think with the city giving back, the city saying, you know what, we're gonna give you an opportunity to get all the different forms of art together. Because I'm not an actual artist painter. I actually produce music. But since we had something to do with putting Outkast out, and that helped develop the visuals of Atlanta, Georgia, to Goody Mob, to really opening up to TLC Waterfalls. We was a part of painting the picture of what you see as the Dirty South now. So by that being true, we're gonna do an art exhibit. Like that was Fahamu's idea to actually be like, you know what, let's do like some high museum of art type of stuff. Let's take some of you guys' old equipment. Let's go get old pieces from the actual dungeon. Let's get some original dirt from down there. Let's get the stairs. Let's get some of the actual raps and that the guys wrote. And let's put it on display in the city. And just so people could come by for free, come by, look at it, and take pictures, be a part.
So as Atlanta really is a city, when you blink, it changes. When you blink, it changes. And even calling it the Dirty South now, I think
it's even, old. It's old.
and so Atlanta is always, we are the Phoenix of the South.
Yes,
I mean, it is a continuing rebirth.
Evolution.
So how does that theme show through in the art projects that are on display for Elevate?
Well, I think one of the beautiful things about that is that even though Atlanta constantly is reinventing itself, that's a part of what makes the city unique and special, is its ability to recreate itself, to rebrand itself, to rebuild itself over and over again. And I think, you know, one of the things that I was really attempting to challenge by selecting this theme is to break us away from these conversations and these descriptions of Atlanta in comparison to other places. You know, Atlanta is unique in its own right, and we wanted to be able to celebrate that. You know, Organized Noise and the Dungeon Family are a great example of a way in which, you know, Southern pride, having pride in your city, pride in your neighborhood and where you're from, can become a beautiful experience that touches people around the world. And we've seen it in Outkast, we've seen it in Goody Mob, we've seen it in the work that continues to happen.
And like in how you saying it changed, how we got Future. Future's a part of this younger generation, and he's my little nephew. he's my cousin, and that's kind of what reintroduced us back into the music game. L.A. Reid had to call me. It was like, we heard this was your, like, and we know your history, but so we want to try something new, but we'd rather talk to somebody that we're a little more safer with or whatever. So like, so it feels like that's where it's, we constantly change, but we hold on to something. It's still driven by Maynard Jackson being one of the first black mayors in the South. We're still driven from the Shirley Franklin to the Mayor Youngster, that whole regime, all that's apart. Camille Love is the one who kind of helped pull all this together, and she comes from that.
So that kind of coming together of the city and the artistic community, that kind of has been a part of the change that makes Atlanta, Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Fahamu, as you were saying, I mean, I remember people saying Atlanta was the New York of the South. Now they're saying Atlanta is the Hollywood of the South.
Yeah.
When are we going to be the Atlanta of the South. Atlanta? Yeah. You know, how does this art project reinforce the fact that Atlanta is Atlanta?
You know, it's interesting. I was listening to the radio today, and on NPR, they were playing a series of interviews that they've been doing, talking about the impact of Atlanta on the hip hop community at large, the way Atlanta has really defined the sound of hip hop as we know it today. And I think a part of the challenge is, or not even the challenge, but a part of the goal for what we're doing with Elevate this year is to spotlight those things that Atlanta has done, those things that Atlanta continues to do, that becomes a kind of a benchmark, a measure for other cities to take note. You know, we talk about the fact that Atlanta is home to many, you know, internationally renowned visual artists, you know, from Sheila Pree to Radcliffe Bailey. You know, we have so many people here doing great things in all of the creative communities. Our symphony is one of the, you know, the top symphonies in the country. You know, the High Museum is now a destination museum in the country. You know, we have all of these really great things that are happening in this city. Creatively, we want to be able to spotlight those things and to show not only Atlanta, but people outside of Atlanta that, you know, Atlanta's dope.
And when you say that, I'm thinking of a jazz artist, Julie Dexter, who's from London, and she relocated to Atlanta because in Atlanta, she's a star, you know, because we appreciate that creative. We always seem to appreciate those new creative voices.
Yeah.
Is that just something that's more unique to Atlanta, that we embrace these new artistic voices that we are looking for, or that we birth these new creative entities?
Well, I believe that because of the whole theory of like a little New York, little LA, we became a mecca. We were inviting to all kinds of culture. So that helped us grow until becoming Atlanta, but also accepting of greatness, because we kind of didn't get accepted early on. And we felt like, so I think that's a natural, what comes from that, from us finally breaking through and seeing like, that seeing the appreciation. It's very important that we kind of be on the front end of breaking the next greatness. It's almost like if we're jealous of anything, we're jealous of the next smaller market.
So it's that Southern hospitality.
It's definitely that. And I think that Atlanta's always kind of been a nest. It's been a place where greatness can like gestate and really grow. And I think one of the beautiful things that has happened in the last few years is that instead of having a brain drain, people have been staying, you know? People have not only been staying, but people have been coming here, you know, because they see that there's, you know, really great opportunities. You know, the entrepreneurial spirit is really big here. And, you know, when I left here in 97 after graduating from college, I went back to New York, and you know, I could not find the scene in the same way that I had it here in Atlanta. There was no Yin Yang Cafe for me in New York, and that drove me back. You know, I was in that environment with all these dope artists, from music to dancers, DJs, visual artists. Everybody was doing dope things. It was like the Harlem Renaissance. And I was like, I want to be there. Whenever it blows, I want to be right in the middle. And that brought me back.
I think Rico and Fahamu, you have both said some very strong things about Atlanta becoming that mecca, and Atlanta inviting and being hospitable to those creative voices and those creative souls that need to get that message that they've got out. So tell our listeners once again, what Elevate is, where they can get more information about it, and how they can participate.
Well, it's 9 days of creative energy. Public art and cultural events in downtown Atlanta. It's sponsored by the city. It's something that they're 100% behind. They brought Fahamu in to curate. And we have a major event on October 15th. to where we're opening the art exhibit. And that's the thing, it's the old Atlanta Journal and Constitution Building. But we're also doing a Q&A on October 21st. Where we're going to be at the Rialto, Georgia State. And we might even be doing a screening of our documentary telling the story of where Outkast and Goody Mob and what Dungeon Family came from, the art of organized noise. But during the same time, they still have the big block party, and they still have well, you might want to speak on some of the other events.
Yeah. So the event kicks off on October 15th at Gallery 72 with the Art of Organized Noise. And on October 16th, we have our grand opening block party in Woodruff Park in downtown Atlanta. And throughout the week from October 16th through the 23rd, we'll be doing a series of various events and engagements around Woodruff Park and in the fairly popular district in downtown Atlanta. You can get more information and detail specifics on the website for the Office of Cultural Affairs. And you can also get more information on Instagram at ElevateATL, as well as on Facebook, ElevateATL.
And BOB has been confirmed as well. Like we know where he's performing at, but B.O.B.
At the block party.
Yeah, B.O.B. has been confirmed.
I think this is amazing, and I just want to thank you gentlemen for being here. Rico, could you just give us something that you're working on? You're saying that there's a documentary coming out.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit on
that. The Art of Organized Noise is a documentary that we put together with QD3, Quincy Jones III, Queen Latifah and Shakim, they're executive producers behind it. But it's just it's a prequel to The Dungeon, the movie. It's a prequel to it, but it most definitely tells you more about who we are and where, you know what I mean? And I guess some people say you tell the story, but we painted the picture. We painted the picture for people to see, the Art of Organized Noise.
And Fahamu, I'm glad that you were able to curate the show, but what else is going on with you? We are still seeing your art on Empire and all over the place, but what else is going on with you right now?
I am in the lab working on a few projects. I have an exhibition coming up in Miami during Art Basel. I'll also be doing a special project at the Center for Civil and Human Rights that opens in January, as well as a few exhibitions planned for 2016. And you can also now catch my work on Blackish if you don't want to watch Empire.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for coming in today to share information about Elevate Atlanta. And I'm sure our listeners are going to come out and support you. Thank you all so much for coming by.
Thank you.